Point, you know, over half the nation has celebrated the coming of the new year. We still have a little time left before 1970 says bye-bye. From Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, the Duke moves us closer with what's coming up now, Duke?
The new number for the teenagers. It's called Mood Indigo.
Oh, a new one. yours, the one and only, the great Harry Carney with Duke Ellington of the Orchestra. Wherever you are right now, we hope you're enjoying this segment of NBC's Parade of Bands. The night is young, a lot of music to come yet, still to be heard. Harry James, Lawrence Welk. We'll be back later here at Caesars with Woody Herman, but right now, it's Duke Ellington. Yes, the legendary Duke. And away we go, Duke. It's all yours.
Thank you. I'd like very much to make a request. I'd like very much to have everybody in the audience sing the next song, even if you don't know the words.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Swing out with here.
I got it there.
Never treat me kind and gentle like you should. I've got it.
Time rolls around just too fast, dear. And although we hate to break in, it's time for us to break in, and because our time is up in this segment, this portion of NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands. This segment was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. Stay tuned now for Harry James, Lawrence Welk, and later on, Woody Herman. For now, this is Jerry Roy speaking for Duke Ellington, our engineer, John Cameron, and everyone here at Caesar's Palace, wishing you a happy new year from the entertainment and convention capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada.
NBC Radio News is next, and then NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands tribute to the new year continues with Harry James and his orchestra live from the Desert Inn in Las Vegas on the NBC Radio Network.
The case of Fat Bruce versus self-restraint now convenes. Begin the questioning, Conscience.
Yes, Your Honor. Where were you on the night of December 25th, Fat Bruce?
I just eating Christmas dinner.
Which consisted of?
Oh, you know, a turkey, gravy, stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, like that.
Helpings?
Oh, about two.
How many?
Three.
And you indulge yourself this way throughout the holiday season?
The court finds the defendant guilty and sentences him to weeks of sensible diet.
Oh, no! No! Anything but that! Miss Trial!
On December 28th, 235-pound Chicago Today writer Bruce Valange consulted with the AMA, then began his diet. Follow his progress as he reports it in his new Chicago Today series, Reduce Fat Bruce. And while you're following his progress, maybe you could stand to follow his diet, too.
Chicago Today! Writing was reading and repeating.
Appearing Sunday in Chicago Today, this is WMAQ, NBC Radio in Chicago. Considerable cloudiness the remainder tonight, low in the middle 20s, Friday partly sunny, high in the upper 30s. It's 125.
NBC Radio News, Ken Bell reporting. At least 39 allies, including five Americans, have been killed in Vietnam as the new year has arrived. The American deaths came when a group of sailors were ambushed by communist guerrillas in the Mekong Delta, 125 miles southwest of Saigon. Most of the United States is in the year 1971. The West Coast states are next in a little more than half an hour. New Year's Eve celebrations are traditional over most of the world. We have a report on the festivities and concerns for the new year in Europe from Ray Shearer in London.
As the great bell of Big Ben in London's Parliament Tower rings in the new year, hours ahead of America, the people of Europe, those not indulging in high revelry at this hour, wonder what 1971 will bring. British entry finally into the common market, a settlement of the Berlin situation, which could lead to many other things. Perhaps a permanent ceasefire along the Suez Canal. But time to ponder all these question marks later after 1971 has been properly toasted. It's the biggest night of the year in Scotland, known as Hogmanay for the oatmeal cakes given tonight to the children of Scotland. For the Scotsmen and their lasses, a long night of celebration, Scotch whiskey with beer chases. The Germans are celebrating with fireworks and on the table steamed carp with a butter sauce and champagne. In France, tonight is Réveillon, champagne and foie gras in the nightclub. In Spain, the celebration started a day early when Franco commuted the death sentences. England is not doing so much about the new year. There are parties tonight, but tomorrow is a working day of sorts in London. From this side of the Atlantic to the other, a hopeful new year. Ray Shearer, NBC News, London.
There was merriment too in the Soviet Union. Here is a recording made a few hours ago from Radio Moscow.
Cheer for Moscow. The year is end, and the new year is a time for music and merrymaking. This is the time Granny makes all those delicious dishes that we remember from childhood. This is the time families and friends get together to reminisce of days gone by and to dream of happiness to come.
Congress is taking New Year's Day off. Those members still around will convene again on Saturday and possibly end the 91st session, though the official expiration time is noon on Sunday. Debate over the supersonic transport plane program was ended Thursday, with the Senate agreeing to a House proposal to continue paying the bills for SSC development through the end of March. Earlier, President Nixon signed an anti-pollution bill requiring the automobile industry to develop an engine that is nearly pollution-free. Mr. Nixon used the occasion to talk about the new year.
I think 1971 will be known as the year of action. And as we look at action, I would suggest that this bill is an indication of what action can be. Because if this bill is completely enforced within 4 years, it will mean that the emissions from automobiles, which pollute the environment, will be reduced by 90%.
The president called the law the most important ever in the fight for better air. Repeating the top story, five Americans reported killed in Vietnam. This is Ken Bell, NBC News.
What do you have, Jerry?
Let me see. I'll have a bacon, lettuce, and tomato on toast. Very crisp bacon and no mayonnaise.
GLT, burn it off the mayo!
Hey, you call that like a woman who's run a restaurant for a long time.
Yeah, when you've been slapping ham and rye for as long as I have, nothing fazes you. You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh, it's them. It's them.
Who?
It's the Motley Crue.
The Motley Crue. From out of the newsroom of the Chicago Tribune and into all kinds of restaurants they stride. Led by the one and only John R. Thompson, the Motley Crue has but a single purpose. Find out if the food is worth eating and then tell the readers of the Chicago Tribune's Friday weekend section all about it. The places they get into and the stories they write you wouldn't believe. Unless you read the weekend section of Friday's Chicago Tribune.
And what'll be for you, Mr. John R.?
Ham on rye, lady. And lady.
Yes, sir.
Hold the mayo.
For Tribune Home Delivery, call 222-4100. Happy New Year from WMAQ in Chicago, 33 degrees at 130.
From the Desert Inn in Las Vegas, it's the music of Harry James. Ladies and gentlemen, NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands tribute to the new year continues with Harry James. And it's all coming to you live from the Crystal Room of the Desert Inn Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, here's Harry and the band to take us into a tune that's become a bandstand favorite with the James organization, Shiny Stockings. We've got with us tonight here at the Crystal Room of the Desert Inn. Harry, how about Watch What Happens?
Thank you. is the man that's responsible for all this music, Harry James.
Well, thank you very much, Buzz. And it's my extreme pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce a very dear friend of ours who is headlining here at the Crystal Room at the Desert Inn, Miss Peggy Lee. Peggy, come say hello.
Oh, Harry, say on, say on. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And this is radio, right? And we're talking to a lot of people. With a full heart. My deepest wish is for a very happy New Year. And don't be afraid of anything, because it's going to get better and better and better and better.
You're right.
Right?
No.
The only thing to fear is fear itself. Right, right. Olé, olé.
Miss Peggy Lee, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, darling, so much for saying hello to us on this New Year's.
Thank you.
Many, many happies. And you're such a beautiful person. Have been for a long time and always continue to be. I'm sure that everyone will love you more and more and more the new year as well as the last year. Thank you, darling, for being with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Lee, huh?
Harry, what's next?
Well, we got to take the A train. How about that?
I'm sure you find happiness, and I guess all the things I know you find. For gee, I love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth would never sell, little baby. In that lucky day, I'm sure, baby, I can't give you anything but love.
Yeah!
Can't give you anything but love. Baby, that's the only thing I've got plenty of. Little baby, dream wise, scheme wise, I'm sure you'll find happiness. And I guess said I've got something to make you change your mind. Gee, I'd love to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworth would never sell, little baby. In that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything.
Hey,
Hey, we're getting closer to the hour. Is everybody having fun?
Yeah! We are.
Harry, we just got a long-distance telephone call from a group in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They asked if we could play Ultra. Well, we've already got the show already set, but we did want to say thanks for listening.
Well, that's very beautiful, but I'll tell you, we're going to play something just as hard.
What you got in mind?
Well, we're going to bring our little vocalist up.
Kathy?
Is Kathy Kemi.
Oh, boy.
And Kathy's been with us now for the past year. We think she's a wonderful talent, and you folks are going to enjoy her very much. Would you give a nice welcome and a happy new year to Miss Kathy Kemi? She's going to sing a pretty song for you.
This time we almost made the pieces fit, didn't we? This time we almost made some sense of it, didn't we? I had the answer right here in my hand, and I touched it, and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang our song in tune, didn't we? We almost made it to the moon, didn't we? This time we almost made our poem
one down in front of us right now here. From Las Vegas, it's the music of Harry James. Harry, how about my favorite, thousands of favorites, Cherry? Thank you. most exciting city in the world. It's the music of Harry James. Harry, here's one that you had a hand in writing. The 2 o'clock
jump. What? The
2 o'clock
jump?
The 2 o'clock jump. Desert Inn Hotel in Las Vegas. NBC Radio's All-Star Parade of Bands with Harry James was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. This is Buzz Jones.
This evening, Lawrence Welk from Hollywood and then Woody Herman from Las Vegas. All coming up on the NBC Radio Network.
And And now, time once again for the Officer Vic Winter Safe Driving Twins. Vic.
Thanks.
And Vic.
Howdy.
Let's talk about starting in cold weather.
Ah, yes, cold
yes,
weather.
Cold.
Real
cold. Ooh, it's cold.
Real
yep,
cold.
Yep, we've had some cold weather
yeah,
this time.
Cold stuff is here.
For quick starts, the National Safety Council reminds you to check your battery.
Yes,
and use winter-grade oil. And if you're still putting that tune-up on, it would help if you took care of that right now.
Gotta get tuned up.
Hey, Vic.
What?
Did anyone ever tell you that you're a genius?
You mean we are a genius.
Right,
right.
The Officer Vic Winter Safe Driving Twins are void where prohibited.
WMAQ weather for the remainder of tonight into New Year's morning. Considerable cloudiness, a low in the middle 20s. During the day, Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 30s. Friday night, partly cloudy and warmer, a low near 30. Friday night, Saturday, increasing cloudiness with a chance of rain or snow developing with a high in the upper 30s, and it's 33 degrees right now. Happy New Year from WMAQ in Chicago, NBC Radio. It's 5 minutes until 2 o'clock.
Zero continues its New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands across the nation with the champagne music of Lawrence Welk. Taking place at the world-famous Hollywood Palladium, located in the heart of Hollywood, Sunset nearby. Well, good friends, we're just about 200 seconds away from a brand new year, and here's a new favorite of an old-time song, and it's a wonderful arrangement, the High Tide Boogie.
Thank you.
welcome at its bubbling best, and the wonderful crowd here eagerly awaiting the birth of a brand new year, and we are seconds away, and shortly we're going to have a countdown. Okay, let's go now, starting with... beloved maestro, and here's a man who's getting more famous, younger looking with each passing year, Lawrence Welk.
Well, thank you, Ralph Fortner. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you. Well, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful audience here at the Hollywood Palladium. I've been visiting and talking with so many people, my voice is practically all gone. But I think I have enough left to tell you that my family, my musical family, all join me in wishing you the best of everything in this new year. We have a wonderful new year coming up out here. Let's all try and make this next year, 1971, this year, the best ever. Ralph, take over. Let's play some champagne music for the folks.
Very good. And here's the first song of 1971 on the West Coast. The song is You.